to rise up, a stand, and declare ourselves, we the people of the United States of America shall be faithful and restore our rights as Americans. We shall not bow down to tyranny. The people of the United States of America, our God reigns and proclaims liberty. The people of the United States of America, we the people of the United States of America.
Well, good morning, Remnant, and welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ this Sunday morning, the first Sunday in January 2025. And so we welcome you here. We thank you for joining us. Thank you for taking the time out of your week and out of your busy weekend days as well, but on this Sabbath day to join us. And we've got a little bit of everything for you today, I think. Hopefully a little encouragement and some current events and a timeless pulpit truth and a new message for you after that. So a little bit of everything today. So you're joining us there at home, pour yourself a cup of coffee, and we hope that that God's blessings are on you and your family. We're going to continue to start out with the pistol prayer. I know it is being answered, not just because we're praying it, but the remnant all over are praying it. And we're seeing, you know, the term seems to be awakening. The sorcery, it's not working like it used to work. The spells, well, they're not as effective. They're maybe half strength, if that. Because people are seeing an awakening to what the enemy is doing. And it just bears truth that it's because God hears his people when they pray, when they cry out to him. When they cried out in Egypt, that's when he sent a deliverer. And that's what he still does today. So we have the pistol prayer and the rifle prayer both on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you if you'd like. Just ask. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release. Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be. And thank you. Thank you for the victory. And we do have victory in Christ. Not in who gets elected or who doesn't. Anything else. Leaders come and go. Nations come and go. But the Word of God has stood the test of time, and it continues on. And that's who we trust in. A couple of scriptures just to welcome in the new year. I think that as we start this new year, we don't push New Year's resolutions and, you know, now we want to lose 10 pounds and stop this and eat better, whatever. Maybe we need to do those things, but we don't need a certain date on the calendar to do that. But we do have the scriptures that we can look at that are encouraging, that, again, have stood the test of time, and we need to make sure that that's what we're focusing on, that that's our foundation. We see the current events of the day. We see them jumping out of the scriptures, jumping off the page and in descriptions of what's happening today. But it's not all doom and gloom. There are promises in the Word, and I think it is a good time of the year to remember those promises. As we do start out on a new year, you know, you have to, if you still write checks out, some of the younger generation doesn't even know what that is, but you have to date them. You have to put that 2025 on there. Other than that, your emails, your phone, it'll do it automatically. But Psalm 65:11 says, "You, O Lord, crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance." Your paths drip with abundance. I'm going to talk a little bit about when you look around in the world today and in the nation today, doesn't seem like that there's a great abundance. But that's the world. And when we look individually, many times we'll find we have plenty. We have plenty for ourselves and plenty to share. We have Bible stories about that throughout the Scripture, and that's how God is. One more verse in Psalms, and we'll move on. Psalms 23:6. Psalms 23:6, another New Year's prayer. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, Psalms 23, we've talked about it before. Psalms 23 is not just a psalm for funerals. Many times that's about the only time that it gets read. But it is an encouraging psalm that you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. What a blessing that is. And we need to remember that. There's times we feel that we're surrounded. But God says, I got you right here. Right where I want you. And that's okay. We just have to remember that. We talked a little bit about, what we believe, what we're going to think. We talked about that on coffee yesterday morning. And you have a choice. Are you going to believe that, oh my gosh, the economy's crashing and we're just going to be destitute on the street? Or are you going to believe that surely goodness and love and plenty will be with us forever? Depends on what you want to believe. And I think that ties in with the next scripture I've got here from Revelation. Revelation 1:3. And it says, happy. You want to be happy? Happy is the one who reads this book. Happy. How about that? Happy is the one who reads this book. We've talked about, we're going to continue to talk about it, but the Bible reading plan for 2025, got mine. And if you could see it, and even on the picture on the other one, I've highlighted the first few days, because as you read through it, that's what I encourage you to do. Highlight. Maybe you're reading in the New Testament, that's on the back page, or in the Psalms or Proverbs or wherever. Highlight them when you read it. And again, it's a guide, it's a help for you. We encourage you to read the Word, to be more aware of what's going on than if you follow CNN for the current events. But like we read, happy is the one who reads this Word, right? Believe the Word or not, I believe it. I believe it. I could use a little happy sometimes, so I'm going to read the Word. And then in Psalm again, hard to talk much about the Bible without just staying in the Psalms, but Psalm 119:105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. We talk about getting around in this dark world and being a light, the light of Christ, and in this dark world. But guess what? It's his word that gives us the ability to do that. That gives us the ability to share with others what's going on, why things are happening. And the time is right. The time is right now that more and more people are looking and are asking and are wondering why the things that are happening are happening. Well, moving on, some current events. Welcome to winter. It's, I think, in the teens down here in Colorado. And you see, this is just the weekend forecast right now. Major winter storm from one side of the country to the other. And I know it's wintertime and this happens, but it's the whole from the West Coast to the East Coast, all the way across. Winter storm spanning over 1,500 miles. That was the headlines yesterday. To blast heavy snow, hazardous ice from Central Plains to the Mid-Atlantic. But if you see that, we had it to the north of us and the northwest and the southwest and everywhere else, but not too bad right here. And that's pretty good. That is. We're glad for that. Oh, we had in the teens and little snow last night, little ice on the road. It was a slow ride into the church this morning. But it's wintertime. It is. Nahum 1:7, good prayer to have, a good, again, remembrance. Have it in our, in our account to remember this. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in him. Nahum 1:7, he cares for those that trust in him. Well, what if you don't trust in him? That's not what it says. It's like, and again, yesterday on coffee, we talked about Romans 8:28. He works all things for good for those that love him, for those that are called. So if you love him, he's going to work all things for good. Just like here, if you trust in him, well, he cares for you. I want to remind you of our network website, sfawbn.com. I think I got that right, Jason, right? .com. And the newswire's there. If you have current events and breaking news happening in your neck of the woods, remember, you can send them to Jason at sfaw.org. We'll do our best to post them up there. Many times something will pop up in the news and then it's gone. And so there's lots of archives there, message archives, broadcast schedule, tons of information there at sfawbn.com. So it's a good place to send friends and family as well, just to see what we do here. Another scripture in Psalms 111, verse 5. Psalm 111, verse 5 says, "He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever." That means today as well. Today as well. Why is it important to understand the covenant? You know, Brother Zach talks about the covenant quite a bit to try to share and teach and train on that. Because his covenant is forever. He remembers it forever. And he provides food for those that fear him. Well, this nation saw this headline, food imports at an all-time high. Bringing food in at an all-time high. Huh. We used to talk about feeding the world. We aren't even feeding ourselves. U.S. ag imports reach a record high. The U.S. in the past has been a proud agricultural powerhouse, this report said, consistently running an agricultural trade surplus, right? Sending out more than we're bringing in. But in 2019, for the first time in more than 50 years, the U.S. agricultural system ran an agricultural trade deficit, importing more than it exported. 9.7 billion agricultural trade surplus with the rest of the world, 11 billion ag trade deficit with Mexico, resulted with a 1.3 billion deficit overall. And years later, this has become a trend. 2019, first time in 50 years. 50 years. This is the first time it's happened. But now, last five out of the 7 years, that's how it's been. And it's expected to be worse than ever with a deficit of $45.5 billion for 2025. The land of milk and honey. The land that where we used to feed the world. It's changed. It's changed. And how about this? Eggs. Eggs are in the market again. Boy, we saw Costco pulled. We talked about that, I think, last week. Costco pulled tons and tons of eggs because they might. No reports, but they might have salmonella. Prices. Egg prices in California reaching $9 a dozen in some areas. USDA blaming the rising cost of egg production on a reduction in supply. Again, because of bird flu. That's a whole nother topic. Wanted to share some egg prices with you. Not sure how egg prices are in your neighborhood, but Walmart in Chico, California on Tuesday night, 18 count of large white eggs, $9.52 a dozen for $7.22. At Safeway, an 18-pack was $12.99. And FDA reporting, again, egg production down 4%. So what food is being produced here is being reduced. Do you see a pattern here? Do you see a trend? We've talked about that. That is what the enemy plans. The enemy plans to starve us out. That's one of the, and to control us with the food supply. You see this first time in 2019, first time in 50 years, we're running an agricultural deficit between imports and exports. And that's just grown exponentially in the last 5 years. Everywhere you see it, bird flu. Here in Colorado, bird flu, oh, it's in the dairy cows. And I can tell you, they're just growing with that. California declared a bird flu pandemic, state emergency. Now, they've not had any cases there. It's just in case it happens. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Saw this little cartoon in the news, thought I'd share it with you. Eggs. Here's eggflation. $8 a carton. Limit one per customer. And this lady's New Year's resolution, eat less. Now, again, see, that's what the enemy does. That's what they're wanting to tell you, is you're going to eat less. That's their plan. That's their plan. We carry the book, Execution by Hunger, and it talks about how Stalin starved out the Ukrainian farmer in the, what, late 20s and early 30s. Millions, a true Holocaust. That's their plan. It's what they've done in the past. It's still their plan. Now, again, we talked about it yesterday on coffee. We don't share these things to bring fear, but just to be aware of what the enemy is doing, what their plans are, what they've done in the past, what they want to do now. And it's by their fruits you shall know them. We see this is what the enemy does. It is. And then the bird flu. I didn't want to talk too much about that. Maybe we'll get on that in the next couple of weeks. But the bird flu, again, impacting egg production. We've seen over the last few years just the threat of bird flu, where they've killed, decimated millions. The states come in and just killed flocks, whether it's ducks or geese or chickens or whatever, to keep the bird flu from coming in. And so be aware. Be aware. Now, with these things going on, what should we be doing? Well, you know, we've said it before. Look for local sources of food as well. Support your neighbor, the local 4-H'ers or FFA'ers or whatever. Takes a little work. Might take a little work, but that's how it is. Psalm 78. Psalm 78:24, he rained down manna for the people to eat. He gave them the grain of heaven. If that's what it comes to, we can do that. We can rely on that. We see that if that's what it comes down to. And it may be because, I think the last one I've got here, hungry in America, possible food shortage ahead. USDA Food Security Report highlights a startling hunger crisis here in America. 47 million people lived in households experiencing food insecurity last year. That's an increase of over 3 million compared to 2022, and 13.5 million compared to 2021. See these trends, right? Since 2019, we're bringing in more food than we're producing, and our food insecurity is increasing. It's tripled since 2021. Food insecurity, where people aren't secure having enough food in their home. 13.8 million children lived in households that experienced food security, up 3% from 22. And 34.7% of single parent households headed by women experienced food insecurity. You see what sin brings? We've seen in our generation the destruction of the family structure, where you have so many homes are blended, or just, as it says here, single family homes led by women, right? But 34% of them don't have enough food. How about that? Here in the land of the free and the home of the brave, the land of milk and honey. And I think it's things like this that, and as they're growing, they're getting worse and worse every year, but it's those things that will bring God's people back to Him. Jeremiah 24:10, let's take a look here. Jeremiah 24:10, he says, God says, I will send against them sword and famine and plague until they have perished from the land that I gave to them and their fathers. That's how it was. That's how it was in Jeremiah. Now, he didn't wipe them all out, but a lot of them, a lot of us, a lot of our people, because they would not listen. They would not obey. Oh, well, I can be a single family parent and raise them children just as well as anybody. Yeah, you think so. But you're getting food insecurity. Just a start. But again, these things are to bring his people back to Him. We need to remember that. We need to be cognizant with the Word that we can share this with others and let them know why these things are happening. Psalms 107:9 says, He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Blessings come from God. And in Job 5:20, He says, In famine He will redeem you from death, and in battle from the stroke of the sword. That's in Job. In famine He will redeem you. He brought the famine. He's going to redeem. He brought it. Those that trust in Him. Those that are obedient to Him and His Word. You know, Brother Paul mentioned again yesterday, blessed are my afflictions. He reminds us of that. Psalm 34:19, the last scripture I've got for you this morning, and we'll move on to to the timeless pulpit truth. But Psalm 34:19 says, Many are the afflictions of the righteous. That's you, remnant. Obedient you. It says, But the Lord delivers him out of them all. And there are a few of the afflictions of the righteous. We have terrorism in this nation again today, and health issues, and economic woes, the plot of the enemy, and family strife, and sin that's prevalent in the land. But it says the Lord delivers the righteous from them. We have to remember that. And that's what I want to leave you with this morning, and that's Psalms 34:19. Well, that's all the time we got this morning looking at the clock. Stay tuned. We've got a timeless pulpit truth message for you, and live message for you right after that. I think you'll enjoy it. Again, thanks for tuning in. Happy new calendar year of 2025. Hope you got your Bible reading plan. Make that good habit of reading it. God bless.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made. We will rejoice. We will rejoice and be glad in it. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter His courts with praise. I will say this is the day. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for He has made me glad.